This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, Justin Fries, a soybean trading expert with CHS, will provide a 2024 soybean demand outlook. Justin, U.S. soybean stocks have remained steady for several years while world stocks have increased. Do you anticipate that this trend will continue?
Yes, I anticipate this trend to continue. So what we're dealing with in the soybean market here right now is massive and growing stocks here in the world. So when you look at like South America and you look at Argentina and Brazil together, they are set to harvest a crop here nearly 1 billion bushels more than 1 year ago. So Argentina is coming off a historic drought. Their crop is expected to be about twice the size of last year, and Brazil will be harvesting a crop that's nearly a record. So when you combine those two, that billion bushels is just simply outpacing the demand in the world. Here at home in the U.S. here, I'm also feeling that this carryout could continue to grow here too. The WASDE report increased our carryout by 35 million bushels, and by continued, you know, increased competition from Brazil, that number has a chance to grow as well here too. So higher stocks around the world.
Well, Brazil's share of global soybean exports is widening over the U.S. What does this mean for U.S. farmers?
Well, we're seeing just more and more competition here from Brazil. So if you go back the past few years here, Brazil really shipped beans in there, you know, their six-month window. And now we're really starting to see them ship beans and export them during the gut slot window for the U.S. farmer here too. So just increased competition from Brazil, which has led to a decline in exports out of the U.S. over the course of the past 4 years. So that trend could continue with the increased competition from Brazil. But here, the exciting piece and what that means for farmers is in the U.S., our U.S. processors are really expanding our crushing plants here in the United States. And we are growing to meet a surging renewable diesel demand here in the United States. So over the course of the next few years here, what we're losing in the export channel, we should be gaining that demand here home in the U.S. And just this year versus last year in the U.S., we are set to crush a record number here this current year. And it's also 100 million bushels more than in the prior year. So we may not be shipping as many beans to the export channel, but we'll be shipping and crushing those beans here domestically, which is a very, very bright future for the soybean market.
Well, what is driving the strong global demand for soybeans?
When you look at the global demand, it's all about China. So China's still really getting back. You know, their economy is slowly climbing out of the pandemic. Their imports have bounced over the past 2 years here. Their margins are okay. I mean, they're just okay as we're still kind of, you know, their economy is still kind of slow and slowly churning, but overall they're trending in the right direction. So they are set to import 102 million tons this current year, which is their biggest import number ever, and a growth of 2% from last year.
What should growers be watching as they make their soybean marketing plans for 2024?
On every soybean individual's mind right now is South America. So South America is set to harvest their crop here. Brazil is just starting. They're 2% harvested, and that is going to pick up here big time. So what the market is trying to really determine here is how big is that crop? There were some key states in the country of Brazil that were dealing with some drier temps early in the growing season. And now over the course of the past 30 days here, those regions did give moisture. And we have seen the futures market and the price drop drastically from that. So the market is waiting and seeing what is this crop. Is it as big? There's a big range from high to low, a big range in what the expectations could be. And so we're trying to figure out what that is and how that's going to impact price.
Well, we've been talking with Justin Fries, a soybean trading expert with CHS here on Around the Table. Justin, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Jesse.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.